This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Squidbilly.
We're waiting on the beat to drop.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay.
We are not just brought to you by the W Sauce anymore. We're also brought to you by New Realm Brewing Company, the official craft beer partner for Kennesaw State Athletics.
What?
KSU, baby. New Realm. They got a craft beer just for the Owls.
Hoo-da-hoo. Did you tell him that you drink cranberry vodka mostly?
Yeah.
Didn't tell me? Okay. All right. Yeah, continue.
I drink a lot of beer, my friend.
Okay.
I just drink vodka at times, too, because, you know, sometimes you're drinking all day. I want to switch it up. Don't you worry about what Squidbilly drinks, all right?
We're talking about yourself in the third person.
You worry
about
you.
Get to the freaking story.
You worry about you.
Get to the story.
I have to sit here and play games of trivia. Ask if it's fair or foul. Listen to your horrible top fives. You can hear me talk about my sponsors. Okay. I'm ready now, Robert Tribble. Mm. Derrick Rose has announced his retirement. Derrick Rose was a phenomenal.
What might have been had he stayed healthy?
Phenomenal college basketball player. Injuries got there. He had some comments. I think he wished he would have walked back at times, you know, about knees and everything. And how it affected his family life, and I think he regretted that. But he had a really cool statement he told Chris Haynes from an NBA insider. He goes, "Look, basketball was and always will be my first love. As a teenager, I had a goal of becoming an NBA player, and I achieved that. This isn't a goodbye to the game I love. It's a thank you." He also went on to say that, you know, it's to some other guys in the business that he gave his all. And he feels confident in the decision, and it was just beginning. Now it's important. He gives all of his love to his family. They deserve that. I think Derrick Rose was we saw him as a young player, and don't know if I really understood him, but man, he grew into a hell of an adult.
It's crazy that, you know, some of these guys that are, you know, one and done college players, and some of these guys that go straight to the pros. You forget how young some of them become when it's all said and done. Like, they're 10 years into their NBA career, some of them, and they're 28 years old. You're like, Jesus, like. This guy's been around forever. He isn't even 30 yet. But he was definitely a guy that fit in that mold for me, man. But great player. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I think it's cool to see guys that they're one-and-done players, and you don't know what they are because they were there for a year, and then they're boom, and they're in the NBA, and they're making millions of dollars.
Well, where did he go to college? Was he at Memphis?
Memphis. Remember, yeah, that was the
national title game.
Yeah, that was the Memphis team that blew they blew it at the end by missing all the free throws.
Did, yeah.
And so it's kind of cool to see him, I don't want to say just mature, but just grow into a guy who really understood how not only gifted he was to be able to play basketball and how great of an athlete he was, but how lucky he was to be able to experience that and get as much time as he did in the league.